Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. Last week, if you joined me, we unboxed the focusing question for 2022. Part one is about not holding on to trash. What are the things that you need to let go of? Trash stinks, and sometimes as we hold on to it, we think that the stench is coming from us. We identify with it, and then we start thinking that maybe I am trash because you're holding on to stuff so much, you're holding on to negative emotions so much that you feel it becomes you. The more you're exposed to something, the more you get accustomed to it, the more you're familiar with it, and the more it becomes part of you. So remove all those trash, don't hold on to them, kick them out of your life, and this episode, we're gonna talk about and use the focusing question on what to do next. So alam na natin kung ano yung mga things na hindi natin hinahawakan, yung mga trash, tinanggalan natin yan, pero ngayon ano yung mga bagay na kailangan natin gawin. Okay? So the focusing question, going back, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? And let's break it down a bit. So, ano ba yung focusing question? It is actually two-pronged. Two-pronged. So, when you ask the focusing question, you need to start off with this. The big picture. Your vision. Your life. Okay? What is your purpose? Ba, lalim, no? Purpose, calling. Pero kung titignan mo yung purpose, well, simply put, what is the most important thing in your life? The very thing that you want to pursue. And masyado natin ginagawang complicated, sophisticated, nakakalito, pero yun lang yun eh. Ano ba yung bagay na napaka-importante sa'yo that you're willing to sacrifice, you'll give it your best, your purpose? And mind you, purpose is about others. It's not just about yourself. You do not have a purpose solely for yourself. It is for others. Okay? And the more you focus on others, the more purposeful your life becomes. The big picture. What's my one thing? Okay? Your one thing, the big picture, your purpose. And then the most important part is the small focus. So you have the big picture and the small focus. What do you need to do? Not tomorrow, next week, next year, 10 years from now. It's right now. The small step that you need to take for you to get closer to your big purpose. And the one thing when it comes to purpose, it's not just one purpose for everything. So you may have a purpose for your health, for your family, okay? With your business, your work. Kasi minsan iniisip natin yung purpose natin, it's solely for work, right? But hindi lang siya nag-revolve around work, hindi lang siya nag-revolve around your business. It revolves around your life. Question. Life is a question. And how you live it is your answer. Life is a question, and how you live it is your answer. Sometimes questions are more important than answers. The Socratic method of teaching. Teaching through questions. And they found out that it increased learning to as much as 150%. Questions. Okay? So, yung buhay natin, the better the questions, the better your life, right? And questions, your life is basically determined by questions. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your questions. Amazing. Now, the focusing question removes all of the clutter para hindi nakakalito. Hindi tayo naguguluhan kung ano yung dapat natin gawin at the moment. Okay? Sa games, mabilis eh. Pag nasa level 1 ka, natapos mo yan, alam mo you'll move to level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5 until matapos mo na. Yung Super Mario Brothers. Tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. I remember when I was young, I didn't have the luxury of pausing the game because dati pag nireset mo yan or pinatay mo yung computer, family computer, hindi mo po pwedeng isave. Kailangan babalik ka sa pinakaumpisa. So I know people who would pause the game at night and then tomorrow morning when they wake up, they will continue. Ako hindi ako pinapayagan that time. So kailangan in one sitting matapos ko talaga yan. Ang buhay, it's not like that eh. Di ba? Hindi siya yung level 1, level 2, level 3. Ang gulo. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung dapat mong uunahin. Ano ba? Ito ba? Kasi right now, facing in your face, the challenges facing you right now, in your face or the challenges facing you, magkaiba yung meaning na yun. Pero right there in front of you, nandiyan lahat. From level 1 to 100. Now, ano yung uunahin ko dyan? Kasi minsan, wala ka pa sa level 1, gusto mo na kagad nasa level 100 ka. Or inuuna mo yung level 10 kaysa sa level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then, you're thinking, bakit ang gulo? So, the focusing question helps you with that. The bullseye. Extraordinary results are rarely happenstance. They come from the choices we make and the actions that we take. So, big picture, it shows you your life. It shows that your life can be big and just how small you must go to get there. If a map is for the big picture, then a compass is your smallest next move. Okay? Interesting. If you put it that way. Okay. Let's go back to the focusing question. What's the one thing I can do? Okay? The small thing that you can do right now, such that by doing it, that's like a bridge. Everything else will be easier or unnecessary. The bridge towards your big picture. The bridge towards that big thing. That big one thing in your life. So last week, we talked about certain aspects of our life. And we're going to do it again today. But this time, the things that you have to do. And if you need to pause, you think, you need to recalibrate, revisit, then please feel free to do so. Take your time. Now, punta tayo sa spiritual. In the spiritual, what is that one thing that I have to do? Spiritually, what is that big thing first? Ano ba yung big thing mo? I want to shine for God. I want to help the marginalized, or I want to help poor people. Okay? I want to provide hope. Yung spiritual eh. Kumbaga, yan kasi yung secret eh, to success. The secret to success for, well, I believe all endeavors is how can you turn your work into a spiritual pursuit. So, spiritually. Pero yung spiritually na yan, yung masyadong malaki, ano yung kailangan natin gawin? The small thing right now. Is it reading the Bible every day so that you can grow in your relationship with God? Okay? I remember when I hadn't had time to read the Bible, I learned about this term called the Son of Proverbs. Yung Proverbs pala, if you read it every day, over time, some experts would say this, you will have an MBA in finance because of the wisdom ng Proverbs. And since it's 31 chapters, you can finish it every month. So every day, I would read one proverb kung ano yung day-to-day. Let's say it's January 1, that's Proverbs 1. Okay? Or if it's January 28, so that's Proverbs 28. And I would read it every day. Aside from the other books of the Bible, it helped me grow and become a son of Proverbs. Yung son of Proverbs, kasi kapag yung Proverbs naging part ng buhay mo, na-inculcate mo siya, na-isabuhay mo siya, then nagiging student ka or anak ka ng wisdom na yan. Kaya pangalagaan natin yung wisdom na yan and make it part of our life. Is that maybe your one thing? And some of you who are listening to this would say, wow, that's a good idea. Yeah, I started with Proverbs. Tapos after that, palawak ng palawak ng palawak. Is it more meditation time? Okay? Time to be alone? Time to pray? Yung meditation, I don't subscribe to the meditation of emptying your mind. Kasi kung in-empty natin yung mind natin, kung ano-ano yung pumapasok dyan eh. Fill your mind with godly thoughts. Thoughts that comes from the Word of God so that you will have the presence of God in your life. Meditation.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I remember I did this talk for a retreat, and I didn't do anything special in that session. So I had three sessions for them. One in particular, I forgot the topic, but I asked everyone to just stay put, don't do anything, keep quiet, don't even speak, don't even pray, just be still and know that God is God and that He's there. So everyone closed their eyes, they were meditating, and then maya maya, after a few minutes, may mga umiiyak na. Tapos di tahimik siya, pero naririnig mo people crying softly. Yung iba, yung lumuluha lang. And after we finished the session, many people were touched. Not because of my message, but because for the first time in their life, they just were still and let God's presence permeate their body, their mind, their soul, and their spirit. Is it meditation? Eh? Just 5 minutes a day. What's 5 minutes a day? And yet, we don't take the time to do that spiritually. Praying at night before you sleep. Okay? Instead of falling asleep while reading the Bible or, again, checking your phone. Spiritually, what is it for you? Next would be, again, professional. What's that one thing that you have to do? So professionally, what's your one thing this year? Don't think of all the things that you want to do. Just one. Just one. Okay? So, yung sa akin, meron ako kasi I really hate writing books. I hate writing. Nahirapan talaga ako. Although I got feedback comments that sabi nila, okay naman yung mga books ko. Thank God. And if you've read my books, please share your comments, your feedback. But you see, nagsulat ako ng libro 2012, 2013, and 2014. After that, I stopped for 4 years. 2018, I said, this is gonna be the year I will write another book. And that's uniquely in love with my wife. So I would spend time, focus on it, really finish it. I would be in Burger King at 10 p.m. and stay there for like 2 a.m. Just me. Sometimes I'm with my nephew. I'll just write and write and write and focus and finish it because that's my one thing for that year. So before you move on to other stuff, what's your one thing professionally? What's your one thing professionally? And for me, this season, I am planning to write a book on presentation skills and speaking. No Dull Moment book, which is complementary to my workshop. So that's my one thing. And I have to block time to get that thing done. Professionally, what is it for you? Is it time for you to start a new business, a sideline business? Is it time for you to open another branch? Is it time for you to expand? or maybe it's time for you to stop the business so you can focus on what you're supposed to focus on. Let's say you have multiple businesses, two are not working, maybe it's time for you to close them and focus on one. What will it be professionally? Maybe it's time for you to reach out to new contacts, new people. Think about it. It's one thing that when you do it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary. Eh? Grabe, no? Sa akin this year, once I'm finished with that, it's going to be the online marketing, email marketing. Yeah, that's going to be my big thing this year. Whew. Next. And if you've paused this, well, then it means that you're really thinking and not just listening. You're applying it immediately. Instant application. Next would be relational. What do you have to do? Reach out. Remember the five regrets of the dying? I think that was number four, which is I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Okay? Relationally, who are the people that you haven't connected with for a long time? Who are the people who were your friends? Who are the people that you need to build relationships with? Well, look no further than your family. Do you spend time with your family? Every morning, what we do, breakfast or lunch, is we come together and we share the five things that we are thankful for the day. And that brings so much fun, lots of memories that we cherish, laughter, and sometimes even argument. But it's a way for us to be closer, to be close to each other, and to be closer together relationally. I think my wife and I wrote about this in our book, Uniquely in Love. And we share there that if you just spend time with your spouse for 10 minutes, no distractions, don't talk about other people, no one's going to be there, just the two of you, as much as possible, look at each other eye to eye or something. Not too close. You'll scare each other. It will enhance your relationship. Baka yun yung kailangan natin. 10 minutes. O, wag na lang 10. Sige, 5 minutes. Nakakasama mo yung wife mo na nag-uusap kayo. Or yung husband mo. And you know what? If you do this, it will add up every day. Wow. If you can't do it every day, do it once a week. You sit down an hour, just talk. And most couples, I believe 95% of couples don't even do this basic thing. Relational. Think. What's the one thing that you have to do? And the big purpose relationally, okay? Spending time with your family and your friends. Next would be financial. The one thing. What's your big purpose financially? And what's a small step? Okay? Well, for me, financially, it's really about retiring. Retiring in the sense that you don't stop working, but you don't need to work anymore for money so that you can pursue other things that can help you come closer to your big thing. Kaya pagdating sa financial, no, ano ba yung kailangan yung gawin? Many here, many who are listening, maybe mahirap. Baka ang kailangan nyo to buy a book on finance, right? I know one. It's entitled Determined, Take Control of Your Finances and Your Life. It's authored by someone who's really good-looking, very nice, one of the best authors I know. His name is Jason Lo. Tamaan ako ng kidlat, ang kapal ng mukha ko. Shameless plugging. You can buy books, get copies of books by Randall Tiongson, Marvin Guermo, finance books, Dave Ramsey, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. So, pag nabasa natin yung mga libro na yan, it will help us grow as a person. You grow as a person, of course, but growing your knowledge. Baka kailangan natin, aral muna. Isip tayo na isip ng pera, hindi naman tayo nag-invest para mag-aral, hindi tayo nag-invest sa sarili natin, or maybe attend a seminar. Attend a seminar, okay, financially. Or maybe what you have to do is to start your first investment. We have a friend, and we found out, because we're close, that she has so much money, more than 20 million. Everything is just in the bank. In the bank, I told her, you know, you're actually losing money because of inflation. Mahina na, you're losing at least more than 50,000, okay, a year from the 20 plus million that you have that you're just putting, only have in the bank. So last year, She finally invested in real estate. Tapos yung content nilagay niya sa cryptocurrencies, yung pera na hindi siya iiyak kapag nawala. So sa inyo, ano ba yung financially? Financially na kailangan yung gawin, no? Just one. Mag-open ba kayo ng mutual fund? Okay, sa GCash meron siya, no? Yung GSave. Papasok dyan, pero meron yung G-Invest. Okay? Anytime you can put money there and medyo talo pa ako ng konti, no? Konti lang naman. Pero understandably so kasi gulo ng ano natin, ng movement natin, no? Sa Philippine Stock Exchange and of course, yung ekonomiya rin natin and globally as well. Pero kapag naglalagay ka consistently doon, palaki siya ng palaki, hindi mo na nakikita. Out of sight, out of mind. Maybe iba sa inyo, mag-open ka ng bank account? Wala pa kayong bank account? Okay? Financially, what is it? What is it financially? Maybe it's time for you. And maybe this is the best. Mag-budget. Yung totoong budget, ha? Hindi yung imaginary budget.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, budget. By the way, I do talks for companies on this, and I just thought of this now. If you want to have a budgeting worksheet, email us at jason@jasonlaw.com. Yun, yung info kasi para sa mga inquiries, pero sa email, I mean, para sa podcast, I use my personal so I can see your messages as well. And email there a feedback on this topic and also put their budgeting worksheet. Okay, so it will send you a free copy of a templated worksheet na Excel file. Napapasok nyo na lang doon yung mga amount, yung figure, automatic na lalabas na yung computation. Okay? So I hope that will help you because it helped many of our clients who used that financially. Physical, what do you have to do? Exercise. Oh, move more. Ang mali sa exercise, iniisip kasi natin na exercise is I do 10 push-ups, 30 crunches, sit-ups, leg raises, and ganyan. And I do it ng 10 minutes to 30 minutes a day, and then that's it. I have a friend, her name is Nat Cruz. She actually is a nutritionist, and she teaches this type of exercise where you move your body. Okay? And as you do that, sabi niya, yung exercise, it's not just one time, big time. You can do it all throughout the day for intervals of 30 seconds or 1 minute, and that would even be better. Kaya yung mga ibang matagal kayong nakaupo, you can change your habit and make that as your routine. Okay? Na hindi lang kayo nakaupo after mga 1 hour, may alarm clock kayo or something, tatayo ka and do 10 jumping jacks and then sit down again. Basta importante yung gumagalaw tayo. Nat is a movement and mobility specialist. And yung ginagamit niya yung mace flow. Alam niyo yung mace? Yung parang pamalo. So, tapos you use it and then you get to use your whole body while using that tool to move, to flex, and to just be mobile because our body is designed to move and not just sit the whole day or lie down the whole day. Kaya yung physical, no? Yan yung kailangan natin malaman. Ano ba yung part ng physical na we need as we exercise, as we start doing something, a routine every day when you wake up. Maybe you do 10 push-ups. Start small muna. Start small. Huwag muna kayong mag-workout na first day, okay, I'm gonna do this. 1 hour. The next day, hindi mo na magawa kasi sobrang sakit ng katawan mo. And then after that, you get to do it again after 1 month. No? So, do small things muna. Underachieve. Kaya ng 5 push-ups. 1 push-up a day. Kaya mo naman siguro yan. Or 5 push-ups a day. After 5, wait, tali naman ito.
After 1 week, anim, pito, walo. Yun. So nagawa ko siya before. Naka 100 push-ups ako every day. Kaya lang dahil 100 na napagod ako, nahirapan ako, tumigil ako. So kailangan ibalik ko na naman siya dun sa medyo yung feasible sa akin, yung doable. So what's yours physically? Okay? What's yours? Is it exercise? Is it running? Running 3 times a week? Bicycle? Cycling? Walking? Okay? And then lastly, emotional. What do you have to do to be emotionally tougher, emotionally wiser, and emotionally be more capable of handling pressure, stress? What do you need to do? Okay? You need to be more forgiving. You need to be more sensitive. Yan, kung insensitive kayo, laging mainitin ang ulo, kailangan bang maging patient tayo? I don't know if I've shared this story here, but I remember nagda-drive ako noon, tapos tinamaan yung side mirror ko. And then yung parang walang nangyari, dumiretso lang siya. Di init ng ulo ko, kakainis eh. Yung walang pakialam, keme-keme, diretso lang, di hinabol ko. Paghabol ko ng ganyan, binubusin ako. Magbusin ako, di naka-open yung bintana ko, sabi ko, tumuturo ko dun sa side mirror. Tinamaan mo yung side mirror ko, sabi ko ng ganyan. Wala naman akong, ano, hindi naman ako sumigaw or something, pero itsura ko yun, talagang agitated ako. Tapos yung face nung nakatama, kasama niya pa yung anak niya, I won't forget it. Tumingin siya sa akin. Yung anak niya, little boy, I think the boy is like 9 years old. Tapos tumingin siya sa akin. Pagtingin niya sa akin, nag-smile siya, a polite smile. And then he said, sorry, sorry. And then he was smiling. And he was so apologetic. Dahil ginawa niya yun, gusto kong sabihin sa kanya, okay lang, gusto mo yung kabilang side mirror ko, tamaan mo din. Yung gano'n, ako yung nahiya. Hiya ako. Para kakahiya ka naman, tinamaan na yung side mirror eh. Tinamaan mo ng itsura ng tao. Bait-bait. Ikaw naman kung makareact. So maybe it's be more... Kumbaga, kailangan mas, hindi yung patient. I'm looking for that word. Overlooking offense. There. And the Bible talks about that. He who overlooks an offense is wise. Correct? So ako, natuto akong ganyan eh. Yung mga comments sa Facebook na nakakainis, yung ang ganda-ganda na ng post mo, wala na silang maiisip na negative. Diba? Pero nakaisip pa din ng negative. Hindi talaga mawawala yun eh. So ako, I learned to just, okay, wala naman mangyayari. Makipagtalo ako sa Facebook. Hindi ko naman ikayayaman yan. Right? So, I just let it be. If it's a good argument, then okay. I will answer. Kung respectful naman, okay, let's have a healthy discussion. Pag hindi, then don't need to answer anymore. Right? Especially ngayon, elections. Nako, politics, ano yan? Emotionally charged. They have to start doing something to be emotionally healthy. And yung emotions natin, ha, it affects almost all of the categories that I talked about. Finances, you cannot manage your money if you can't manage your emotions. Professionally, emotions will play a role. Spiritually, of course. Mind, soul, and spirit. Emotions is part of it. Yung ating kaluluwa. Okay? Relationally, emotions din yan. So, emotions. Ano yung kailangan mong i-let go last week? E ngayon naman, ano naman yung kailangan mong gawin to be stronger emotionally? So, we have used the focusing question, big picture, and the small focus that what you can do right now, what you can do daily. Now, if I ask you, what is your big picture? What is your one thing? Your purpose in life. Would you be able to answer? Purpose. In my talks, sometimes I would ask this and some participants have never been asked this question before. How about you? What is your purpose? Share your purpose. Talk about your purpose. Live your purpose. And I think next week we can talk about purpose in a sense how purpose is connected to, well, your productivity, connected to profit, and connected to what you prioritize in your life. Does that sound like a good topic? If this episode has made an impact to you, please share my email, jason@jasonlo.com. I would appreciate your thoughts and I'll answer as fast as I can. But thank you. And please follow me here on Spotify. Share the episodes. Talk about it online if you can. If it resonated with you, really, really appreciate it. And I love you guys. We have passed the 50th episode. And I hope to 500 more. Let's focus muna on the small focus. Another 50 episodes. You are tuning in to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. This is Jason Law signing off. We have just unboxed the focusing question for 2022. Things that we should let go of and things that we need to pursue. The one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary. God bless you. See you again next week.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.